It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for joining us today and for listening. It is Wednesday.
Hump day.
For those of you who wonder why we keep saying that, our company has changed names. We're now called Odyssey.
Odyssey. I don't know who's doing that weird echo every time anyone says Odyssey.
Odyssey. Odyssey. And we can't stop playing with it is what it comes down to. We're like children.
We're like little kids with a new toy.
The Radio Alice Report.
Odyssey.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now. See what they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. Okay, so the biggest headline of the day here is the jury found Derek Chauvin guilty on all counts in the murder of George Floyd yesterday. That news broke just after noon, around 2 o'clock-ish our time. Sentencing is in 8 weeks, so there's a little break in the action, and then we'll find out exactly what comes of that here in a couple months. Scott Budman was on already and told us about all the Apple products, so, you know. Kiss your money goodbye.
Right.
Say goodbye to your bread, everybody.
Oh, no. Oh, now what with bread? I love bread.
I know, me too.
No, I was talking about your bread, your money.
Oh, your money. Oh, I thought, oh, thank God, just my money, not bread. You're not taking bread away from me.
Bread.
Okay.
No.
I thought, wheat bread.
Sourdough. Ooh. Oh.
You know.
Dutch cream.
I have a slice of sourdough every day. Did
brioche
you know that?
Oh, you do?
One slice every day.
Huh.
It's the first thing I put in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Do you have?
I mean, besides my toothbrush,
those big pieces that are kind of like from a long loaf, like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One piece of toast,
the sourdough,
is the first thing I do, and I'll usually do just that before I go have a surf too. It's enough. It gives me exactly what I need.
You're all set.
Doesn't put me in a position where suddenly I have to go to the bathroom. This is bad news.
Yeah.
Mm.
Coffee will
fun.
Do that to you.
When that happens, you're just like, oh my god, I have to leave. I have to actually leave. This is okay. Anyway, that's my problem, not yours. Let's move on.
Did I poop in my suit?
No, you cannot do that.
Why not?
Mother's Day's around the corner, and Alice has a big contest on. So get your moms signed up.
Yep.
To be the name of the station.
That's right.
Where do they go? RadioAlice.com.
RadioAlice.com. Uh-huh. There's a big prize pack for the mom, the best mom ever this year. We're bringing it back.
Mother's Day is on May 9th, and a new survey found 1 in 10 women who don't have kids have bought themselves Mother's Day gifts before.
How many? 1 in 10?
1 in 10.
That's weird.
It is weird because I do know we've already discussed it and learned this today on the show. The grass is green on, I'm sorry, the grass is brown on both sides. So there's that. But I think most mothers would say, how dare you? You are winning. You sleep. Yeah. You have sleep. You get sleep all the time. You sleep and sleep and sleep. You don't.
But I'm a dog
mom.
I'm a cat mom.
Okay.
I'm
fine.
A horse mom.
What
I'm
about,
a bird mom.
Auntie's Day. You know, we'll just combine it.
Is there an Auntie's Day?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's no special day
you
for
don't
aunts?
Need a day.
I don't know.
Single.
What are you talking about?
It's
I'm a good
single
aunt.
Lady every day.
That's
how
right.
How about that?
All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
I still want a day, though.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? You can have a day when you walk around with throw up on your shirt all day. How about that?
Yeah, aunties get that.
Yeah, I have done that.
They help out.
They're allowed to hand the baby back.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with that.
That's the best part.
What's wrong with that? That's why you don't get a day.
Yeah, that's why you don't get a day. Exactly right.
Well, shouldn't there be some appreciation shown?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, trying to do my part.
I show them love.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
54%. Yeah, I mean, so you did the right thing?
What? So mothers get their own day because they did the right thing? Then they had the baby. They had to be the mother.
Because mothers took their life and said goodbye life entirely.
I've given up several afternoons as an aunt.
Yeah.
What are you arguing for?
I don't know. They're arguing for the sake of arguing.
I'm arguing for Nikki.
Thanks.
All right. I guess so.
She's a good
aunt. Fine. You know what? You can have a day. Look at the calendar, find an opening, and slot yourself in.
Okay.
54% of women have bought themselves a Mother's Day gift. That includes moms, I guess.
Yeah, I've done that.
So they say that's like 40% of moms and 10% of non-moms.
Well, whenever you want to buy yourself something, you look at the calendar and go, what's coming up?
What excuse do I have?
Right, exactly, Ben. Exactly.
Well, if you're a single lady, you don't need an excuse. That's all your money that came in is all your money.
Right.
You don't have to go, can I clear this through the budget that we're in? You're not, you're good.
You know if you can clear it or not. There right. It is.
68% of women have bought themselves a gift of some sort of holiday or special occasion. The top ones are birthdays, Christmas, and Valentine's Day. That's not surprising if you really know what you want and you're like, I'm probably not going to get that. So right. I'll just get it for myself.
Doesn't matter how many hints I drop. Plus, I want it right now.
Right. And plus, you just hit bonus. Come on. Hello.
Boom.
Boom.
40% have bought a gift for someone else to give back. Wait, what? 40% have bought a gift for someone else to give back to them.
Oh, I've done that. Christmas time, I'm always buying gifts. I buy myself stuff that I, underpants and socks, and I wrap them, and I wrote, I write. Because I buy all the presents, because without mom, Christmas
saying.
Doesn't
okay.
happen.
I didn't get it. All right.
Here, Riley, hand this to me.
No, I didn't even say that. I just write to mom from Riley. No, Riley, the boys actually go and get us gifts, but John's not going to get me the socks I want. So I get the socks I want, and I put them under the tree from Dad. Oh, thanks, Dad.
Oh.
I get the ones
Clarky,
I want.
You got some special socks you like? Are you a Bombas girl? Or?
I am a Bombas girl. How did you know that? That's I like the ankle socks with the hoodicky in the back that keeps it from going down into your shoe.
And the grip on the bottom so you can walk around and
not
make
slide.
Hard turns in the kitchen.
That's right, Vinny. I don't want to twist an ankle. I got those two treacherous stairs right in the middle of my house.
Oh, scary.
Very slippery. Very, very slippery. You got to have the right socks on.
Hey, I put that link up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for the Best Mom Ever contest.
Oh, great.
Oh, good job.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you also put up those literal videos? We got to put those up, too. Those are so fun.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
maybe I'll make that a clip.
Yeah, okay. Make that a clip, but then put links on the Facebook page or not, or do whatever you want. It's up to you.
A mom in Sacramento, California, named Yana Sidnor.
All right.
Recently woke up around 1 a.m. and thought someone had broken into her house. She was sleeping with her 2-year-old daughter and had some soothing meditation music on.
Oh.
But over the music, she heard sounds coming from the other room.
Uh-oh.
The first thing she did was text one of her friends.
Not 911?
Her friend basically said, "Why are you texting me? Call the police." So she locked herself in the bathroom and dialed 911, and then she whispered the whole time so whoever broke in wouldn't hear her. Police showed up minutes later and kicked the door in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Expecting a burglar.
Right.
It was the Roomba. It was the...
Oh, the Roomba had a nighttime cycle.
There was no intruder. It was the robot vacuum. Yana has an older son who doesn't like chores, and he didn't want a vacuum, so he set up their old Roomba, which they hadn't used in 2 years.
Oh.
He was gone for the weekend, but he'd set the timer on it, so it woke up in the middle of the night and started cleaning.
You guys, we've had Roomba conversations.
Yeah, we have. I have one.
And?
That's right. She likes it.
Yeah, it's cool.
It works? Yeah. I need a Roomba.
The good news is Yana didn't have a burglar. The bad
that is
news
good
is
news. Yeah.
That she had to replace the door that the cops kicked in.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, unless you can take it out of that kid's allowance. Do your chores,
what
kid.
What are you talking about? He did his chores.
Yeah.
He didn't do his chores. He set up the Roomba.
He got it done. Well, he would have gotten it done if she didn't call the cops on the Roomba.
Right. How old's the kid?
If the cops come out, do you have to pay a fee for that if it's like a false... If it's an accidental
No, command. I think if you tricked them or you playing with them, then there's probably penalties for that. But if they're responding because you think someone's in the house, I think that's fair.
Where I live, you have to... But this is a different sort of sidestep from that one. You have to register your home alarm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it's registered, then they... There's like it removes you from having to pay some huge fine if they show up and it's a false alarm.
Oh.
So like I have to pay a yearly fee to stay registered in the city.
Oh.
And
wow.
I cut them a check of I think it's $25 or something and my alarm is registered and that removes me from this incredible
penalty
fee if it's a false alarm. And, which I have had one of those. So, and it wasn't, you know what it was? The window behind me didn't have a cover on it.
Yeah.
And someone was at the window making, I don't know what they were looking in to see, but they got picked up by my motion detector.
Oh, trip.
And so it set the alarm off and they came out and it was a whole thing. And I have cameras too. So, you know, there it is. There's the problem. But anyway, there's lots of different ways it's done differently in different cities. I don't know for sure.
But I think an emergency response, if someone thinks someone's in their house, she did the right thing. She and her kid go into the bathroom. They lock the door and then the, you know, the cops come and find out that it's just the kid trying to get out of his chores. But they weren't trying to, it wasn't a false report.
Right.
Right.
Well, and she's got to buy a new door.
Yeah,
that's not fun. I did that recently.
Oh, that's right. You had to get whole new door because of the...
A whole new door.
Because of the stolen car with the home keys on it. And then the locksmith and the last minute emergency as we're leaving for a fire evacuation. That door got trashed. Anyway.
A new front door.
It's a lot. It's a whole lot.
Man.
Anyway, you know, I wanted to mention this story. It's out of Southern California, but I know as we head into summer, lots of people like the mountain biking and the different outdoor activities.
Yeah.
In fact, Sarah, you just posted a picture of a mountain biker. I think it was on your
oh my God, that was crazy.
So this guy's just riding a thin little trail, and on both sides, the fall is 100 feet down. Mm-hmm. Right?
Easily that. I mean, it seems so. I was like, is that a trick of the camera? It was on my story a couple days ago. It was just like a knife edge. This guy's just bombing down.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
A mountain biker faced a brush with death, but was rescued in a dramatic fashion after he tumbled over an LA cliffside and became stuck head first. The incident was on Thursday of last week. They say that the man was he'd fallen over the side of the cliff and was left dangling. He was about 30 feet down, but the fall was 200 feet. There he is.
Okay.
You can't
so
even
is he
tell how steep
snagged on
that
something?
Is. No, so here's what had to happen.
Okay.
Someone climbed down and tied his leg and climbed back up and then tied the mountain biker to his brother who was riding with him so that they could keep him at least where he is.
Right.
Apparently, the spot he's stuck in is so perilous, he wouldn't even turn his head. Like, he was like, I can't even look back to say hello to you.
I am holding
freaking,
on.
Right.
For dear life.
They say he was dangling upside down about 30 feet below the side of this cliffside, and farther down was certain death.
That is, that picture is incredibly dramatic, even though you can't see the further drop. I mean, the guy is clearly like a fly, flat against the wall and holding on. That's amazing. Can you put that picture up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can check it out?
I sure can.
Thank you.
I'll
amazing.
I'll put the article up.
Oh, that's good. There you go.
So this guy
that's
was able
incredible.
To get down, tie a rope around the man, and then tie a rope around his brother to at least hold him in place until they could...
So what did he do? Like, rappel down?
He had to rappel down,
oh my
right.
Oh, God.
And they were able to get him
gnarly.
At least saved to that point before they were able to get real rescuers in to actually get the guy off the cliffside. But I think this story is one of those... Oh, he's... Yeah.
Oh, we just had the drawback from where he is on the hill and how far down the hill goes. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
cliff,
he's in
I
big
say,
trouble.
Hill.
Yeah. And this is one of those things,
wow.
Especially with mountain biking, it can see it's all fun and games.
Until you go off a cliff.
Until you go off the cliffside. And my neighbor just did that and ended up in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He like punctured lungs and broke his collarbone and all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's a
so
I mean, there
as
you are,
gear
you're
up
flying
for summer,
along
everybody.
on a freaking bike.
Just
Damn.
Because they let you do it doesn't mean it's safe.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Mm. So they did save the guy though. The news is good, and they were able to get him. I don't know if he'll still mountain bike.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
You'd be done after that?
People
I'm good.
Are just
I'm good.
Gluttons for punishment, though.
I'll go on the Peloton. That's fine.
Yeah.
I, you know what, if I'm not sick today, I'm hoping to ride my Peloton either today.
I work out.
We'll see, though. I may have to wait one more day. Everyone told me it's not right after the second vaccine. It's like 24 hours after the second vaccine.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel fine right now. I mean, not perfect, but good enough.
So you're not, you don't feel especially tired or any flu-y symptoms?
I didn't sleep last night, so it kept me from sleeping.
So you're tired in that
I'm tired from that reason, but I couldn't, you know, I don't know what to attribute it to.
I'm
Our text number is
tomorrow.
800-400. I hope that I'm okay, and then I hope yours goes smoothly as well. I fear for your headache thing, though.
I know. Well, don't worry. The minute I get a twinge, I'm super loading with all the things that make.
Super loading.
Yeah. just chugging a bottle of Advil.
Don't regular do that. Load, but super load. In fact, super, they say you should only take Tylenol, but you know what? I take it back.
Yeah, that's
you're
no good
superhuman.
For your liver. I'm superhuman,
and nothing.
And I have to superload.
Right? It doesn't.
Don't worry, I got this. Superloading.
That sounds safe.
Yep.
Oh, 415. So our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll just read this one, and then I'll read the rest of them on the other side. 415 says, don't forget the single moms. Some single ladies are moms.
Oh, that is true. That's definitely
you got
with
me
kids. All the single ladies with kids.
All
the single ladies.
All right, I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.